Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for June 20th. From 1 Kings chapter 22, it's all about God's voice. General Eisenhower had an interesting policy about battle plans that served him well as supreme Allied commander in World War II. No campaign would be undertaken until strong opposition to it was raised, even if it was one man, especially so if only one competent commander objected. Ike knew that it was often the contrarian who held the grain of truth, not necessarily the agreeable ones. Truth is not a respecter of numbers, in other words. Enter Micaiah the prophet, invited to consult with Ahab and Jehoshaphat regarding their planned campaign to retake a long captive city from the Arameans. The plan had seemed good to everyone, including all the prophets that gathered around Ahab. The prophet spoke with one voice through Zedekiah. "It'll be a cakewalk, O king. God will be with you. Go for it." But not Micaiah, who wasn't invited to the original conclave of prophets because Ahab knew what Micaiah would say. Doom and gloom for Ahab, verse 8. Sure enough, Micaiah did say what Ahab thought he might. "Ahab, you go for it. But you are on notice that God will surely use your moves to bring you down." Perhaps he would respond as he had 3 years earlier from chapter 21. But no, everyone said it was a good idea. The campaign will work. We'll teach those Arameans a lesson. Bad move. How many times have we been sucked in by popular opinion? Why is it that we'd rather have the approval of men rather than of God? Galatians 1:10. After all, God's approval is pretty straightforward and not mysterious. You want a great life? Do my word, and you'll live. Do things your arrogant way, and you'll fall apart, taking everyone down with you. You will find me an implacable foe to prideful people. Man's approval, while easy to gain because so few have any clue about what's good to do in life, will only lead a person down. So let's train ourselves to listen only to God's real voice, even if it is being drowned out by popular opinion. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.